Welcome, everybody, to the Nova Care Complex with Eagles Live Nation. Today we're joined by Adam Kaplan from ESPN, and happy new year to you, and you. We're all happy here in Philadelphia.
Sure.
Right now, are we not?
Playoff football,
that's
man. It's
right,
back.
Baby. It is back. It's back. Eagles getting ready for the New Orleans Saints on Saturday night, 8:10 is the kickoff time. Broadcast live on NBC. And, of course, we will have complete coverage for you throughout the day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're live throughout this week as we take step-by-step preparations as the Eagles get ready for the New Orleans Saints. And, Adam, we got a lot to get to today.
Yes.
How are you, first of all?
I am good, man.
What
I'm
a great last
this.
Weekend yeah. of the NFL regular season. Wasn't it amazing?
It was amazing, and the Eagles played in prime time, and they'll do it again this week, and that game was tremendous. I mean, you would have talked. By the way, I want to relay this story. You love this. So I'm working with Bo Wolf. He was like an expectant father. He's going back and forth, back and forth. I think he wore out the rug.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible.
Well, everybody
it was. It must have been incredible for you to be there. I mean, oh, my goodness.
I was actually, yeah. I tell you, leading into that day, I just felt a great sense of confidence. So okay. I was not my normal frenetic, pacing, off-the-wall person. Yes. I really wasn't. I felt very confident about the victory. And then when Brandon Boykin made the interception, of course, Chris McPherson and I man-hugged and fist bumped.
In the press box?
Yeah, and then ran down the field and ran down the field and took care of business
nice.
Because it moves very quickly. But it was a great game. And really, everything leading up to the game, Adam, was it's why the NFL is so awesome. We're simultaneously in the press box at AT&T Stadium watching the Packers and the Bears, watching the 49ers play against the Arizona Cardinals, watching Kansas City and San Diego, all three outstanding games leading into the capper, the Eagles win over the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it really was a scintillating win. It had its ups and its downs, I think. The consistency, though, from the quarterback, Nick Foles didn't have his best game, but he was efficient. He was tremendous, I thought, under pressure. And the defense, once again, with the turnovers. Billy Davis, he said, trust him. I trust the guy because what he said would happen. The turnovers would come. They did. And at the toughest time of the game, Brandon Boykin has, what, 6 picks for this season? Just tremendous. And a great team victory because one thing that Billy Davis talked about his press conference, which I thought was very important, the energy and the passion the players have for each other is something I've not seen here in a long time. It's very important because when you get down, you need support from your players, and they got in that game.
No question. Great team camaraderie, great chemistry, and the sense of trust is evident.
It's there.
With this football
Absolutely.
Team. We'll get to that in a little bit as we talk about the Eagles moving into the playoffs and what that game in Arlington, Texas, meant for this football team, a playoff testing game in a great situation to get ready for another playoff game on Saturday night. Let's get you caught up with the headlines of the day. Both Bill Davis and Pat Shurmur meeting the media already. Playoff tickets have gone on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, so if they're not already scooped up, get over there now. Give them a call or get online and help yourself to a couple of tickets if you can. The demand is remarkable for Saturday night. Weather conditions should be absolutely perfect. Highs around 19 degrees when the game begins. Pat Shurmur saying that the idea of this offense, Adam, is to complicate the offense for the opposition. Make it simple for the Eagles, make it complicated for the offense. I think that is basically what the Saints are finding out this week as they take a look at the Eagles' offense.
But I would also say the Saints are going to present the same kind of matchups because they do a lot of motion shifting like the Eagles do. And that number 25 there, though, is a handful. And there you go. There's my man, Drew Brees, who has got so many weapons. This is good. This is a tactical matchup for both defenses. I can't wait for this game.
Yeah, it'll be great. So it should be a great one here. And then as we get back to the headlines for the day as well, the Eagles know that they've got a big matchup problem with Jimmy Graham. And we'll talk about that a little later in the show. And they do a lot of vertical throws. And Drew Brees obviously has just a complete understanding of what they want to do. And Bill Davis, he knows he's going to have a tough assignment with this quarterback on Saturday night. And then after practice today, Eagles fans, make sure you're with us. Nick Foles and DeSean Jackson speak, and we'll have that for you live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've been touting this all season. Follow us on Twitter, at Eagles Shows. We are over the 3,000 mark, and we've got a great piece of merchandise for you. A DeSean Jackson autographed mini helmet. We'll announce the winner at the end of the show. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, we'll take your phone calls in a bit. But when we return, we're going to talk about the Eagles-Cowboys game and all that went with it. And how does that help this Eagles team going into the playoff round number one? We'll talk about it on the other side. Eagles Live returns in just a moment.
Peppermint mocha for you and hot cocoa for you.
You've outdone yourself again.
The Dunkin' K-Cup packs.
Show off.
Jealous? Maybe.
Pick up peppermint mocha and hot cocoa flavored K-Cup packs only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
Every month, Mr. Johnson goes to the drugstore and connects with a pharmacist to renew his arthritis medication, which means he can keep up with his granddaughter at her wedding. When older Pennsylvanians make the most of programs supported by the Pennsylvania Lottery, like prescription drug programs, we all benefit. Learn more at PALottery.com. The Pennsylvania Lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Accidentally locked my keys in my truck while stopping at Dunkin' Donuts. So now I'm sitting in the bed of my truck, sipping a latte and smiling. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Enjoy a delicious latte the next time you stop at Dunkin'. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Well, if you want in on the action, Division Championship merchandise is here. Right now, it's available at the Eagles Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field, as well as the outlets in Lancaster and in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and online at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It looks so good. Say Philadelphia Eagles, NFC Division Champs 2013, back at the top of the NFC East, where the Eagles should be, thanks to that big play from Brandon Boykin late in Sunday night's game. 1 minute, 40 seconds left. Steps in front of a Kyle Orton pass intended for Miles Austin. Sixth interception of the year. And Boykin and offensive star LeSean McCoy pleased after the game at AT&T Stadium. Good scene on the field there as we kind of turn the page and look away from the Cowboys one last time. Look at the Cowboys one last time. Adam Kaplan joins me here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And Adam, what did we learn about the Eagles in a playoff environment on Sunday night?
A lot of resiliency. I thought they took care of business when they had to. I thought it was an ebb and flow game. At points, they were terrific. Sometimes the Cowboys really handled them, and they fought back very well. And you got to do that. You're going to have your ups and downs in games. And I thought the coaching staff stayed on course. I thought the players stayed on course. And as you turn the page, they've got to feel very confident coming at home at Lincoln Financial Field. Four straight home wins in cold weather. They're going to have that Saturday night. Now, it's going to be wind. We'll see about that. The bottom line is, when you look at this whole deal, it sets up very well because they're healthy, and this is an extremely tough matchup. But I think you couldn't be in better shape physically. I think they're in good shape.
How about Nick Foles? Now, he played a very efficient game on Sunday night. The numbers weren't outrageous. Mm-hmm. They weren't. You know, the Eagles didn't put up 45 points on offense. 17 of 26, 263 yards, took five sacks at him. And when I first watched the game, I thought, boy, the Cowboys really handled the Eagles up front. I don't think that's necessarily the case. It seems like the coverage down the field was good, and Nick didn't really grip it as he had in weeks past.
Just on the tape, I thought there were five or six throws where I thought he should have gotten rid of the football. But then you see a pass like that to Riley Cooper. That was a big-time pass between two defenders. But you know what? I'll take that because he'll take the sack, but he won't turn it over. That'll take. I think over time, for a maturing quarterback, he'll learn to throw with better anticipation. Look at this throw
and
on
what's,
the run.
What's interesting to me is, terrific, as we've watched Nick these last two seasons, young quarterbacks, when they make mistakes, they're usually from trying to do too much. They're trying to gunsling. They're trying to do those kinds of throws into coverage. Nick's not like that. He's the other way. And in the big picture, Adam, is that the way you want your young quarterback to develop?
Yes, but he also will take an occasional chance while he'll throw it into two defenders. But the way the scheme is, he gets a lot of room to throw, and that's coaching. That's a great offensive line. But you saw the earlier throw to Avant. He threw it with Jeff Heath with his back turned. That is really big time. That's something that most young quarterbacks won't do. That shows you the maturity of this quarterback.
What
and
is,
that's
why?
What you want.
Why?
It's part of it, it's coaching. That they allow him to do that. And it's the willingness to pull the trigger here. Look at this. The receiver's in his route. And the DBS is back turned. That's why he did it.
You know, when so you're lauding his awareness.
Yes. Right. Dave, when I first saw it, I'm like, what is he doing? Well, I have better information now. I saw exactly what he was trying to do.
Right. So when the defensive back is turned, your young quarterbacks won't throw that.
No, back. Because they're scared to. They're not willing to make that throw. The thing about Foles is he's willing to make tough throws. He just doesn't have, he's not asked to do a lot of them because the way the scheme is, it gets receivers open.
Adam, as the Eagles open the playoffs on Saturday night, they're clearly going to ride the talents of number 25, LeSean McCoy.
Yes.
Led the NFL in rushing, set Eagles franchise records for yards in a season, total yards from scrimmage in a season. Just a phenomenal Pro Bowl running back, clearly moving up the charts as one of the all-time best in Eagles history. And Adam, he's getting better as the season goes along and late in games.
Conditioning, my friend. It's conditioning. The Eagles are the best conditioned team in the National Football League. Whatever the sports science stuff is, it works. There's no question about it. They don't have the injuries. And this guy is not wearing down. But I would tell you this. The rotation is tremendous at running back. Chris Paul, who, quite frankly, was just going to be a special teams player this season, the coaches rightfully so saw something in the preseason. You and I were at practice. He was a little bit better than Bryce Brown to start the season. And they gave him his shot, and he's done a tremendous job. And how about this?
And
he was a receiver, Chris Paul, in high school. Did you know that?
And then they bring Bryce Brown in.
To finish it
in a goal line situation,
wow.
And he turns the corner. And everybody's been screaming.
Going to go out of bounds.
Don't go left. Don't run outside the tackle box.
He turned it up. Right.
And then he turned it up. He planted that
right
foot.
There's
he
a great,
it up.
Great job. That's a
and,
great run there. Look at that.
And scores the points that win the game for the Philadelphia
When they
Eagles.
Needed him. I'll tell you, that was a big coaching deal there. I was surprised that they did it. And that shows tremendous confidence in this young football player. And again, I can't say enough about this coaching staff. I'm voting in three polls this week. I'm going to vote for the Eagles coaching staff for the coaches of the year. They're tremendous.
And then let's talk more about the offense here. The way the Eagles are using the tight ends, a big game for both Zach Ertz and Brent Celek on Sunday night. They combined for 7 catches, 1 touchdown, 10 targets. And they will be big in the playoffs, will they not?
They will be. And what a great throw to Zach Ertz there. Zach Ertz continues to grow his role. And the coaches, I know this, they feel confident putting him on the field. Why? Because he can block better than you think. He's improving that area. They're not putting him on the field unless he can block. And 87, Brent Celek, what a season he's having. What a great throw by Foles to put it over the defender, and a great diving catch by Celek. And throw after throw, and the protection, for the most part, was pretty good. Was it Foles' best game? No, but it was pretty solid.
We'll talk about how this offense matches up against the Saints' defense in just a moment, but let's talk about the Eagles' defense going into the playoffs. They have been outstanding 10 of the last 12 games. They've allowed 21 points or fewer. They've gotten takeaways. They won the takeaway battle on Sunday
Again.
Night.
Yep.
They matched up really well in the run game against DeMarco Murray, who strangely kind of left the game plan late, but good battling up front from the Eagles and a really physical job against a running back who was bringing it on
Sunday
night. I
was just going to say that, Dave. Yeah. You were there. I mean, it was incredible how tough of a runner. He's a high runner. And then the Eagles finally started getting to him. And in fact, they were getting his legs. They weren't letting him power off, and then what a pop by Michael Kendricks for that fumble. It was unbelievable. And we've noticed this about Dave, about the Eagles' run defense. At times they may struggle, but they seem to be resilient. More often than not, they shut them down.
Just 17 carries, 51 yards for
really
DeMarco
good.
Murray.
Yeah.
The Eagles did give up some big numbers to Jason Witten, Adam, and 12 catches, 16 targets, 135 yards. With Jimmy Graham on the horizon, there's got to be some adjustments made from the coaching staff. You can't leave Michael Kendricks. You just can't leave Michael Kendricks alone with Jimmy Graham.
Witten crushed it, but I would tell you this. I talked to Greg Cosell about it, and he said when Graham was shut down by the Patriots, they stuck Aqib Talib on him. Now, Aqib Talib is 6'2". He's a physical corner like Kerry Williams, but he's a better athlete. I don't think you could go in there just with one guy. I think he's got you mix up coverages, bracket coverage. But then, of course, if you stop Jimmy Graham, you've got Darren Sproles, who's a wheel route guy out of the backfield. Then Kenny Stills is a tremendous deep threat at wide receiver. Lance Moore, who lines up in the slot.
Do you play more nickel? Do you play nickel?
You've got to go nickel the whole game. That's a great question. You go nickel. Now, the other question is, do you go dime? They don't play dime a lot, rarely. I think it's a dilemma for Billy Davis, one of the many dilemmas he's going to have.
These linebackers who had such great games, Barwin and Kendricks and D'Amico Ryans, they had great games on Sunday night.
The Saints don't run. So you go nickel the entire game. Absolutely go nickel.
Well, we shall see. We take a look one final time at the defensive standouts from Sunday night for the Eagles. They were just terrific. It was a collective effort for Philadelphia in that game. Brandon Boykin had the big plays. Michael Kendricks takes the football away twice.
22 was awesome. He really was.
Yeah.
That play downfield to knock out of Dez Bryant's hands was a great job there. And I think the defense when they go to this matchup, Dave, they've got to feel pretty confident. Dallas was healthy. No excuses. They had everybody they would normally have. And in the end, they held him under 27 points. I mean, that's what you want, because you know this offense will always score at least 24. That's I don't care who they play.
The special teams, of course, will be a huge part in things as they've been all year. Alex Henry, a nice game on Sunday night. The big 56-yard punt from Donnie Jones as well, putting the Cowboys kind of reversing the field position late in the game. And when it's going to be cold, Adam, I think maybe there, the outdoor kickers, such a huge advantage over dome kickers. And the Saints, and we'll talk about it, the Saints have some changes in their lineup.
Yeah, they do. They have Shane Graham, the journeyman kicker. He's been around a long time. He has kicked in cold weather, but Alex Henry's on an absolute roll right now, and you feel good about him, and his kickoffs are tremendous against Dallas, and that's another improvement with technique from him. So with Donnie Jones and the special teams coverage has really improved. They did a good job against Dwayne Harris. You got to feel good about all three phases of the game this week as the Eagles take on the Saints Saturday night.
All right, we're going to talk about the Saints and the Eagles. We'll give you the first look at the New Orleans Saints when we return. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, it's Eagles Live. We're coming right back.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
That dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most high sports, Xfinity.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
It is time to take our first look at the New Orleans Saints, the opponent in Saturday night's wild card game. Dave Spadaro and Adam Kaplan here. The Saints come marching into town, a very, very good football team. Adam, this is an 11-5 team that finishes second in its NFC South. What a tremendous statistical group that Drew Brees has put up, and all the weapons he has on offense and the defense, Adam, the big difference for the Saints this year.
Now, that has been surprising because Rob Ryan was much maligned with the Cowboys, but here he is. People question whether he can get the job done. In fact, I think this is the best job that Rob Ryan has ever done in the National Football League. The Saints have lost four starters on defense, yet they keep coming. They get sacks. They get some turnovers. They're very efficient, and they tackle really well. That is the big difference between last year with Steve Spagnuolo and Rob Ryan. They just are more efficient, and Broderick Bunkley's playing the nose. He gives a little bit more athleticism. And Cameron Jordan, their DN, their former first-round pick, has been great. He's had a breakout season. Nice football team on defense.
And there you go. Those are the numbers last year to this year. The Saints, of course, without Sean Payton, their head coach last year. The points allowed, Adam, gigantic difference.
Look at the passing yardage, Dave. It's under 200. It's incredible. Yeah.
So it'll make for a very interesting challenge for Chip Kelly, for Pat Shurmur, as the Saints and their defense really, really stands out here, Adam. As we talk about the defense, They've got some players. Now, they've lost one key player, Kenny Vaccaro, their rookie safety. He's out. Didn't seem to bother them too much last week against Tampa Bay. But still, that's an impact. That's an area you might look for the Eagles to try to exploit.
David, he was a difference maker. He could line up on the tight end. You could line him up on the slot. You could line him up in the box. Now they go back to Roman Harper, who's the guy who was benched, who doesn't do well in coverage. He's a smart football player, but that's a big loss. They lost Jabari Greer, one of their best corners for the year. They lost nickel corner Patrick Robbins for the year. They lost both their starting outside linebackers. Will Smith, who was lining up for the first time in his career. Victor Butler, who visited the Eagles earlier this year. So they've got depth issues. However, their starting unit still continues to play well.
So if you are putting together a game plan here as we look at their top performers, where are you trying to attack this New Orleans Saints defense?
They're not good at linebacker. Screen game, which was non-existent last week. I get it going back this week here against the Saints. You got to attack those linebackers and also attack the secondary because they're not deep at corner now. Corey White is a starting corner, is more of a safety. He has to start for Jabari Greer. You attack him. I expand the passing game a little bit. I get some vertical passes in there, which, Dave, let's face it, they need to bring DeSean Jackson back downfield. I start attacking vertically. I'd see the tight ends and wide receivers go downfield here.
So you seem to think that the Eagles would give Nick Foles, with their offensive line, some time to maneuver in the pocket and look down the field.
Exactly. I think the deep passing game needs to come back in here into fruition.
And the expectation is that the Eagles would have to score some points because the Saints' offense, with Drew Brees at the helm, another 5,000-yard season, absolutely dominant, Adam.
Yes, but not outside in the cold weather. Drew Brees has not played as well. We know the numbers. This team on the road, 3-5, 17.5 points on the road this season. To me, though, you could certainly look at him as MVP over 5,000 yards, but something happens to this offense. Despite the plethora of weapons, when they're outside, on the road, in the cold.
And these are the numbers, and this is shocking. The weather forecast for Saturday night is for frigid temperatures in the teens, and that doesn't take into account the wind chill factor. Why is Drew Brees, why are these numbers so much different, home versus away?
I think what happens is they don't have the energy from the building in the Superdome. And I think something happens there. And also, what happens is when Drew Brees is at home, he's not hearing the crowd. They're quiet. When he's on the road, they're getting after him. And the way that they call signals, I think that there's clearly something there. Something is off with this offense. It's not just this year. They're clearly not as good on the road. I mean, nothing has changed here with the Saints.
Now, Drew Brees is a great player. He takes advantage of every matchup.
Yep.
And the team numbers, obviously, are way down away from the New Orleans Superdome. The turnover number staggering. But, Adam, they score half the number of points they do on the road that they do at home. They have a lot of weapons. And before we get into Jimmy Graham and that matchup nightmare, talk about some of the other players who step up. Starting in the backfield with Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles is Mr. Wheel Route. They use him a ton on that. They don't let him run the ball very much. Something that they've done this year, though, they've given Pierre Thomas, number 23, the little bit more of the ball out in space. Him and Sproles, 43 Sproles, he's impossible to cover in space. They're going to have to hit him when he's out of the backfield. Thomas is unbelievably versatile, an undrafted free agent out of University of Illinois. It's been a great story for them. An old friend, Jed Collins, their fullback, former Eagle, number 45, does a good job. He's actually done a nice job blocking, but they're not going to run much, Dave. They're going to throw the ball a lot. 16, Lance Moore is their slot receiver. Kenny Stills has been a great story for them, a draft pick this season. He's their best deep threat. Now, old friend Marcus Colston from the Harrisburg area, he lines a lot in the slot, so you got to keep an eye on him.
But the one to really watch is obviously Jimmy Graham, 86 catches, 1,215 yards, 16 touchdowns, There is no way the Eagles can match up a linebacker on Jimmy Graham unless Connor Barwin, who's got the long arms, the length, the ability to drop. I'm not sure he can run with Jimmy Graham.
You know, it's interesting. I'd have to check on this, but Jimmy Graham's vertical is probably one of the best at the combine in the last 15 years. He's unbelievable. 6'6.5", former basketball player at the University of Miami, who I saw at the 2010 Senior Bowl. He just got better and better, and he's on a contract year. To me, bracket coverage. Connor Barwin's fine, but you need help downfield. You put a safety on him. But the other problem is you got to watch Stills, because Stills is a deep threat, man.
Yeah, so it's a very, very tall challenge for Bill Davis.
Look at those target numbers.
He understands that. Wow. Yeah, Jimmy Graham is the best tight end, maybe the best offensive weapon in the National Football League right now. And Drew Brees goes to him a lot, feels very comfortable throwing it up there and letting the big man go up and make the catch. So the Eagles are aware of that and have spent all week preparing for the New Orleans Saints offense, the defense, the special teams. Fans, bring your A game on Saturday night. The Eagles are going to need you in this wild card game, and that's our first look at the New Orleans Saints.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. It's Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're live tomorrow as well. We'll have Chip Kelly's exclusive one-on-one interview presented by Gatorade, and Chip will meet the media as well. It's a full week of work here getting ready for Saturday night's playoff game against the Saints, and we have gained word that the Eagles-Saints game completely sold out in almost instantaneous time. We thank you very much, Eagles fans, for getting on Ticketmaster and showing your appreciation, your love, your interest in going to this game. It's a sellout, as expected. Eagles, Saints, a hot, hot draw. The fans in this city are just ravenous for this football team.
The last couple home games, I had not heard Lincoln Financial Field that loud in the last couple years. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Usually we don't hear it in the press box. We heard it.
Yeah, it's great. So a wonderful feeling to have the game sold out, and we feel like the fans will bring the A game, as the Eagles will as well. Let's get to some phone calls. Predictions. We're going to move through these very quickly. Let's begin with Shannon in Fort Lauderdale. Shannon, how are you?
What's going on, Dave and Adam? Real
What's
quick,
up, man.
The Eagles are going to win on my birthday. I have two questions and a prediction.
Nice.
Real quick. Is there a coincidence, Adam and Dave, that we have challenges with quarterbacks who get the ball out quick?
Everybody
quick,
like does. Orton? Everybody does.
Like Orton.
But everybody does. Name a quarterback who gets the ball out quick. Peyton Manning gets the ball out quickly. He doesn't get sacked.
Yeah, they got blown out by them. Yeah, that's my point. But I guess what I'm saying is, do you think that we're going to have a better chance against Breeze because he's so short and he has to take those 3 to 4 step drops?
He takes deeper ones. You're right, because he needs to create space to throw because he can't see when he's closer to the pocket. Now, I got it. It's a fair point. Now, right. We'll see what the game plan is. It's still a tough matchup because of the personnel that the Eagles have to deal with from the Saints offense. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to be a fun matchup.
Got you. And second question before my prediction is, do you think is Kerry Williams talented enough and physical enough just to follow Jimmy Graham all
no,
around the field?
No, he doesn't run well enough. No, I don't think so.
Got you. All right, 35-27. The Birds are going to win on January 4th, my birthday. You got it.
All right, thank you, Shannon. It's interesting, though. I think every team probably goes in there and, oh, Drew Brees is only 6 feet tall. We'll block up his passing lanes. And he works the pocket with his feet, and he creates those passing lanes.
He does.
And
he's great at doing it.
I don't think the fact that he's 6 feet tall will have any impact at all. I think it's a difficult.
Well, no, he creates that functional space to throw. And the other thing is, you know, earlier in his career, he used to lead the league with passes batted down. Not anymore because he's more adept at moving and finding space to throw. It's going to be a major chess match Billy Davis for Sean Payton. I mean, it's Sean Payton's offense. He calls the plays. Billy Davis is calling the plays on defense.
Yep.
We'll see how they do.
All right, JR in Chicago joins us. Hey, JR.
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year.
Real quick, my prediction is 33-31. Adam, I got a quick question for you. I heard you on Mike and Mike this morning about possibly Tom Gamble and Pat Shurmur. Is there any traction to those?
What did you say? Fill us all in.
Basically, I think what the talk around the league is that the Eagles personnel staff and coaching staff is getting a lot of noise because of what they've done here in one season. And obviously, Howie Roseman's brilliant move to hire Chip Kelly was great. And Chip's staff, people are looking at Bill Lazor. Now, he might get some call from some colleges. Bill Lazor's going to be an OC sometime in his career. Tom Gamble's the guy who's going to be GM at some point in his career. This whole staff is going to be looked at because they've done so much better than anyone thought they could do outside NovaCare. And I think, JR, there's no question. The Eagles staff is being looked at. We'll see if they get interviews. But the talk around the league is some of these guys are going to get a deep look.
Okay. Dion in Dallas joins us. Hey, Dion.
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year.
Hey, a couple things from the last game that I'd like to see done better in the game coming up here. Are you guys, first of all, the play that LeSean McCoy kind of got walked into and fell down at the end there, third and whatever it was, did you guys see the holding on Riley Cooper?
Yes, the players were, that's what Nick Foles was complaining about.
Yeah, it's like, gosh, and they had only one penalty. It's like the refs were.
I thought the refs did a pretty horrible job, but, you know, what can I say? I'm partial.
What can you do? Hey, real quick here. So some of the observations that I've seen from Chip Kelly is that I'd like to see him do better adjustments faster. I don't know if you noticed, in the second and third quarter there was, three or four series in a row where, you know, we came out and ran the ball on first down, didn't get anything, and then we went pass. And then finally he went, you know, run, and then LeSean kind of broke one because I think Dallas was expecting it. But why don't we seem to have, 5-yard routes when pressure's coming? It just seems like...
No, they have hot routes. It's just up to Nick to get rid of the football. Now, I would tell you...
Nick's the best in the... His numbers against the blitz are best in the league.
He's really good at it. Now, but I would tell you, the Cowboys did an outstanding job of diagnosing the Eagles screenplays. They did a real good job, and that's something that the coaches are going to see on tape, and they're going to have to fix that to get
space. Well, I'm not necessarily talking that. It just seemed like the pressure in the several games that our offense has kind of stalled, and both of them obviously were Dallas, it just seemed like the pressure was coming because all the routes were the 15 to 20 yard routes, and we didn't have like a quick tight end over the middle, you know, somebody out in the flat real quick. Where if it's not there, he can get rid of it. It just seems like when the pressure comes, it's when he's waiting 4 or 5 seconds.
Hey, give me a prediction, Dion.
37-31.
All right, thank you very much. I thank you. I know what you're saying. I felt the Eagles didn't execute as well against the pressure from Dallas as they have in most games this year, and that's obviously something that Rob Ryan wants to dial up on Saturday night, make Nick Foles eat the football and create some field position.
Yeah, because there's now this feeling that he's holding on the ball too long. Every once in a while he does, but again, he's not turning it over. He lives for the next play.
Yeah.
When he lives for the next play, Dave, there's no team that's going to hold him under 24 points. It's just not going
to
happen.
All right, Phil in Arizona. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You know, this game is going to be intense. It's a home game, and it's been a long time since we had a playoff game. I think that we're going to show explosive plays, a little taste of Chicago, but it's not going to be like the type of like the scoring drives. But we're going to put up points.
Yep.
I think the Saints will put up points as well. But their road record, I mean, they've had some tough opponents on the road, and it's not like they haven't played anybody, but I think we're going to win 34-27.
Thank you very much.
It'll be a tough game.
Great. Thanks, Phil. I think everybody pretty much believes that it's going to be a high-scoring game, Adam.
Yes.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, no matter what. As long as it's not very windy, I don't care if it's 50 to below. You could still throw in cold weather. Nick has had experience. It's good that the Eagles had that game against the Lions. Now he has experience in a very cold weather in tough conditions. Bottom line is there's going to be a lot of points. It's up to Billy Davis to find a way. You're not going to stop Drew Brees and the Saints. Find a way to make Drew Brees uncomfortable. If he does that, I think they've got a good shot to win.
All right, we've got one segment to go here. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. We will reveal the winner from our @EagleShows Twitter account in just a little bit here. And then reminder, Nick Foles, DeSean Jackson meeting the media at about 1:55. We'll, of course, cover that for you live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're coming right back.
Peppermint mocha for you and hot cocoa for you.
You've outdone yourself again.
The Dunkin' K-Cup packs.
Show off.
Jealous? Maybe.
Pick up peppermint mocha and hot cocoa flavored K-Cup packs only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Every month, Mr. Johnson goes to the drugstore and connects with a pharmacist to renew his arthritis medication, which means he can keep up with his granddaughter at her wedding. When older Pennsylvanians make the most of programs supported by the Pennsylvania Lottery, like prescription drug programs, we all benefit. Learn more at PALottery.com. The Pennsylvania Lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Accidentally locked my keys in my truck while stopping at Dunkin' Donuts. So now I'm sitting in the bed of my truck, sipping a latte and smiling. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
Enjoy a delicious latte the next time you stop at Dunkin'. Share your story. Hashtag my Dunkin'.
We welcome you back here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, it's Eagles Live. We return on Wednesday, the first day of 2014, at noon. I'll be here anyway.
You'll enjoy, 2014.
You'll be up at ESPN.
Mr. Thursday Hatch. NFL Insiders. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a little look at the playoff schedule because we are now in the playoffs. This is our playoff schedule, and it's presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Adam, the Seahawks and the Panthers have bye weeks.
Correct.
The Packers and the Niners.
It's incredible to me the Niners are the fifth seed. That's just incredible. And they got to go on the road.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's a pretty good field there. If you were to reboot everything and do it by records, obviously the Niners would have seed number three. The Saints would have the fourth seed. The Eagles would be the fifth seed. The Packers the sixth seed. You in favor of that or the way it is currently constructed?
It's the toughest call. Remember the Seahawks, when they were 7-9, they won their division.
Yeah.
And guess who they beat? The Saints.
Right.
So there's arguments for and against.
Yeah. So there's your NFC playoff picture. Looks good. Little practice. Let's get to some phone calls here. 215-339-6709. Mario in San Francisco joins us. Hey, Mario.
Hey, guys. Season's greetings to you and a happy new year.
Yes, sir. You too.
Okay. First of all, I'd like everybody in America to know that America's team does not live in Dallas. It lives in Philadelphia. We have all the requisites. I think Adam would agree with that.
I'll tell you what, Mario. The amount that this team is on national television, three straight night games, pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. But anyway, what I wanted to say, you guys kind of went over it with me is that basically that the Eagles have to play the five D-backs back there and put Kerry Williams on Jimmy Graham. And also, too, Adam, I wanted to let you – what do you think about the Eagles need to run Bryce Brown a lot more in this game this coming week and to kind of slow the keep.
Are you suggesting Mario, are you suggesting that the Eagles play keep away from the Saints?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't agree with it at all. Run their offense like they do every week. I don't change.
I understand that, but yeah, running plays.
I don't agree with that. Worry about it. You have to have confidence in Billy Davis. In fact, what I didn't mention earlier, I want to mention now. The Eagles must get physical with Darren Sproles.
Correct.
Everyone who's out of the backfield, give him a shot. They could do that within 5 yards. Jimmy Graham, push him. You can hit him within 5 yards. They got to do that. Throw these guys off their mark. That will give them an advantage because a lot of teams do this to the Eagles when they play man coverage. They get physical with them. The Eagles have to do the same thing to the opponent.
Hey, give me a prediction.
Okay, Philadelphia 33, New Orleans 24.
Thank you very much. Excellent. Thank you, Mario. I agree with you. Stay with what has worked. big plays in the passing game. The Eagles led
bring
the NFL.
Bring those back. They need to get more of them this game.
Yeah, and you really, really noticed it. I think the two numbers that really mean a lot to Chip are big explosive play category and the turnover category. You do well in those two categories, you're going to score a lot of points.
And I would say this. The Eagles are number one in the National Football League. Plays of 15 yards and over. They need to keep doing that because this Saints secondary is not very good. Without Kenny Vaccaro and Jabari Greer, they need to attack them downfield.
Yep. All right, let's go to Zomp, the Zompster, Zompola, Zompy. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year, Mr. Kaplan, Mr. Spadaro.
Thank you, you
too. Yeah, I missed you Sunday night. I'm sorry, man. I had a roll, so
you
I wanted
too,
to hear
Mr. Zomparelli.
I heard, man. I got through, though. I talked to Bowman and Ike.
Nice.
But listen, very excited about this game. I just wanted to ask you guys, is it possible just to say, like, I mean, from every game that I've been seeing, like, let's say the last six games, can we just say maybe that Monte Kiffin – just knows how to match up well against the Eagles.
I think he's seen it a lot of times. He saw it in college
Oregon,
a couple of times. He's seen it here twice this year, and the Cowboys play the Eagles defense, the Eagles offense very well.
Yeah, it seems to me that when I'm watching these games against the Bears, against whoever, it seems like the offense could roll. But against Dallas, we have problems. They play man-to-man one.
Well, everyone's playing man, but they got very physical in this game, and the windows were tighter for Nick Foles in this game. So I think at some point, the Eagles are going to look at this tape and say, okay, they need to make some corrections. And they're going to get better spacing, I would imagine, against the Saints.
Is the Saints, you think, going to play a single high safety man-to-man also?
I don't know. Don't know what they're going to do.
What tendencies?
They have to change it up.
Hey, Sam, give me your prediction first for the game.
Yeah, no problem. I think Birds 27, Saints 24. And I'll give an Eagles chant. Zomp will be in the house. Let's go, baby. Ready?
Yes.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, let's go Birds, baby.
Thank you, Zompy. What does the Saints do traditionally here? Well, not traditionally, but throughout the course of the season?
They love using Vaccaro to match up on certain players.
He's
now
out.
Yeah, he's out. So this is going to be a tough decision here. I think because Rob Ryan has a lot of experience and DeSean Jackson has had experience and he's done well against Rob Ryan, I expect them to make sure that Jackson's followed everywhere. I think they're going to try to double him and take their chances with everyone else because there's no one else you have to even consider doubling. But the thing is, man, the way this offensive line is playing, there are going to be opportunities. This is going to be another ebb and flow game because there's going to be a lot of points. I agree with all the callers. I think this could be a high-scoring game. And it could come down to who's got the ball last,
all right,
like this game.
Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Ray, who joins us in Eagles Live. Hey, Ray.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, Bradley Cooper's really picked up his game this year, you know, with McLemore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... like at one play, you know, he caught that pass while he was on the ground.
Riley Cooper's a very good receiver, big physical, good hands, runs better than I think people give him credit for, and he's been a big part of the offense this year, no question.
So, yeah, my prediction's going to be 35-24.
You're the man, Ray. Thank you. Happy New Year. Have a safe one tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell
you. You got it, my friend. All right, let's get you to the coordinators, Pat Shurmur and Bill Davis, meeting the media earlier this morning. We take a look and a listen at them. And then our Twitter winner comes up next.
Well, it starts with their coordinator. You know, Rob Ryan's very aggressive in nature. They get pressure on the quarterback. They create turnovers. They've had injuries in the back end like most teams, and they found a way to kind of compensate for that by getting pressure. Our running back situation, Heather, is outstanding. You know, obviously, you know, we have a starter, but when we put Bryce and Chris in there, they've done a really, really good job. They both can run the ball, they both catch the ball well, and then they certainly both can pass protect. We're playing the New Orleans Saints. We're going to get their best, and we just happen to be playing them at home in front of our crowd, which we think is a neat deal. Well, I think just the basis of how we play offense, we try to keep it simple and make it look complicated to the outside world, and I'll go back to the lack of turnovers. The guys that carry the football and touch the football understand how important it is to possess it. That's first and foremost. And then we've done a good job when we throw the football. Nick's making good decisions, and we got guys that can track the ball down the field. And then when we're running the ball, we're getting the running back to the second and third level where they have a chance to make big gains. So, you know, I think all of that is the reason why. It'll be a fun thing to study here in the off season. We don't reflect much right now, you know. We're just getting ready to play the next team, and I'd maybe have a better answer for you, hopefully in April.
On the other side of the football, Bill Davis, woo! Got to get ready for Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham and Darren Sproles and Colston and Kenny Stills. And what are you going to do, coach? Let's find out.
But Drew Brees has excellent numbers. Blitz, not blitz, coverage, non-coverage. He is, I know, he's one of the best rated blitz quarterbacks there is, so you may bring up a good point. But this offense is so efficient, and it is run on Drew Brees and his decision-making and quick release. And he really makes you defend the field both horizontally and vertically because all five of his eligible receivers are up and active. Like a lot of younger quarterbacks can't pull that off. A lot of older quarterbacks can't. But he's been in the system. He's been with Sean for a while, and they just really stress you, again, both vertically and horizontally. He's the number one target they have, and he's been their most consistent target. He's a big athletic, catches everything thrown near him. They move him all over the place, so it's tough to track and get a beat on how to help guys on him. So he is the number one target. But one of the attributes of all great offenses, and like this one, this ball goes to everybody. It goes to the open man, and Drew Brees does a great job of doing that quickly. We as a staff have a lot of faith in our guys and their confidence level, and they have a lot of faith in us to know that there's going to be times that they will be beat, and it happens. You know, a lot of times you're going to get the job done. I'm going to put them in harm's way, and they're going to rise up to the challenge. And there'll be times that they make a play, and we have to make sure that as coaches we understand that that's part of the deal when you overly aggressive blitz on some downs, and that's a product. They're NFL players that make plays also.
And that, of course, is Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, who has a huge challenge on his hands for Saturday night. All right, we have been promoting at Eagles Shows on Twitter for the last many weeks, and you have responded. Every time we hit the 1,000-follower threshold, we give away a piece of Eagles autographed merchandise. And this week, we're giving away a mini DeSean Jackson mini helmet autographed by DeSean Jackson.
Nice.
You don't have one, do you?
I don't.
Well, you would
I have a 7 5/8 head. It wouldn't work.
It doesn't. You don't wear it on your head.
Oh, you don't?
No, you put it on your shelf. Oh,
I'm learning a lot from you. What's your last name?
You do have a large noggin now that
is
I
your
appreciate.
Last name Spadaro?
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
You have a noggin that I don't think anybody
can. It's too
big.
It won't shrink.
So anyway, on to the proceedings because people are out there waiting.
Sure.
When we pass 3,000, this is what we're going to give away. Look at that. That's a beauty, isn't it? DeSean Jackson mini helmet.
What color green is that?
And it goes. That's midnight green, Adam.
Okay, thank you.
And it goes to at R. Felty 21. Robert Felty, congratulations. We will be in touch with you, and we'll give you all the information to claim your DeSean Jackson mini helmet. And we're already over 3,500, almost at 3,600. So when we get to 4,000, we'll give away another piece of Eagles autographed merchandise. Why don't you follow us now if you're not already?
At
Eagles Shows. It gives you our lineup. It gives you everything that we've got going on in our shows. All right? Great piece of Eagles merchandise. There is also a lot of other merchandise available today. The NFC East merchandise available online at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, at Lincoln Financial Field's Pro Shop, and at our outlets. So get in on it while it's still in stock. It may not be in stock that long. The tickets for Saturday night's game all gone in almost instantaneous time. We thank you, each and every one of you Eagles fans, for showing such great support every year and being so into this football team. The passion, it gets everybody fired up, home, away, every day. We love
it. How was the crowd in Dallas?
Excellent Eagles.
Really?
Excellent
Eagles.
I liked
the spud cam. I watched it.
It was
very
entertaining. When we got to the hotel, it was unbelievable.
I saw that.
And then at the game, lots of Eagles fans on hand in all shapes, sizes.
It travels so well. It's pretty cool.
And the Eagles giving them their NFC East title.
Nice.
Nice job, Eagles fans. Thanks for all of your support. Always. Not just today. Every day. It's the best. Make sure you're with us at 1:55-ish. Nick Foles, DeSean Jackson meeting the media. We'll have our Eagles update for you a little later on today. And then we're live again tomorrow at noon with Eagles Live and our exclusive with Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. Adam Kappa, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you next week, buddy.
Okay, so long as you say so.
You got it. Adam Kappa, thank you so much. Thank you all for joining us on Eagles Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles day and a very, very happy new year. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Eagles Live.